Yeah.
Mr. Colson, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Any reports today?
Well, you...
finished the NSC meeting.
I think we got a very good... I haven't looked at all the wires today, but got some very good stuff from the appointment of... I'll never pronounce it right, because...
Mexican?
Mrs. Bonelis?
Oh, yes.
Bonelis?
Yeah, that's going to be good.
That's a good one, and...
That's got to be written across the country.
Oh, yeah, and your comments asking for her signature with Conley there, they played it up as a very nice little story.
Yeah.
On the wires, I think that'll get good play, and Miss America will.
Oh, yeah, they were so pretty, both of them.
By the way...
intelligent.
Those gals, when they came out of there, told Henry Cashin that they wanted to... the new Miss America said that she had that you were the most marvelous man she'd ever met in her life, that she wanted to start working for you politically and would campaign for us and speak for us,
right. Organize.
Apparently, a couple of them...
Well, she's a graduate of Ohio University, you know, so they're both smart as a whip.
Well, they are. And they're both conservative, and they're both on our side. I want to get them both lined up for our...
We sure got a good man in that little J.C. guy, that Chinese.
Isn't he a firecracker?
Boy, he's going to go hog wild for us.
Well, he's. We've talked to him about several things, and he's...
Yeah.
Since he
did... You know, I was amused, incidentally, that our friend, Muskie's people, tried to say that I had misinterpreted his comment. Hell, I didn't comment on him at all.
No.
You know, I refused to comment on his statement.
Well, as Time magazine said today, all that can be said about it is touche. That was their conclusion of their write-up of it. You had scored one on them. I've forgotten exactly how they put it, but they said that all that Muskie could possibly say after the president's comments was touche. Well, they tried. Yeah, they tried everything. They tried saying that they were only talking about an election this year, and by next year it might be different, and that really
they distorted his remarks. I'm saying I didn't. But the questioner put his remarks. I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't. He's not going to live that one down for a long while.
I noticed something here which said that the busing thing was hurting him now in the South. Somebody.
Yes.
Maybe it's getting around a little.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's gained a lot of circulation. It's been heavy in the press. That were I've just gotten some columns up from some of the papers in Carolina about it. Of course, it was on national TV last week. He did it in California first, and that got very little. But then he did it a second time on busing at the governor's conference, and that was on CBS random.
But how did he play it? Did he just play it soft, or did he just say that he was opposed to it, but he would use it?
No.
Of course, that's what I say.
I have his exact words here. He said, "I've always regarded busing as a legitimate tool, but not the ultimate tool or the only tool for integration." As a matter of fact, I don't...
In other words, he doesn't start... I started just the other way. I said I'm against it, and it can be used only if the court requires it, which is a different thing.
Totally different. What he says, his final sentence in CBS was, busing is a tool that can be used to get at the problem and should be used.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So,
good. Just hang him with that.
Well, we've got his precise quotes on that, and I'm going to talk to Elliot Richardson about his... using it in the right forum.
I
think Elliot can do it, and
that's right.
Certainly has the credibility to be able to do it, and he's a good one to start. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm talking to Elliot, and I think I'm beginning to get him around that he be the foil on busing and with Muskie and on health with Teddy.
I don't know. Incidentally, I had a good talk with Brooke.
Did you?
Reached him last night. I tried to reach him earlier, but
good.
He seemed to be very appreciative. He's apparently been sick, though, quite sick.
Oh, he had a terrible bout with pneumonia for a good couple of months this summer.
That's right.
But he'll appreciate that, Mr. President. And
he made a hell of a speech.
He sure did.
You can. I was very impressed by his speech. It was really great.
Well, he did it, and of course, he planned the timing of that, to be during a dull news period. And then he gave it 2 days after your August 15th speech. So we kind of wiped him off the front pages with it.
Right.
I've just been going through the Sindlinger material today that I have now right up to date. And you'll be interested that the trend Sindlinger shows is what Harold Passer told me also, that it continues very strong, just edging up week after week. This last week it leveled off with Sindlinger, but it has gone, since August 15th, it has gone steadily up. It's back up now, the consumer confidence
there a reason for it leveling off?
Well, I guess that doesn't go up every week. Perhaps.
Well, it leveled off 0.1%, nothing. It's at 120 now, basically.
Yeah.
It was at 118 right after the speech. It's at 120.7 this week. And it had hit a low this summer of 117, which was very low by Senlinger standards. So Passer says that the auto sales were very strong in the first 10 days of this month, that the general retail sales running week to week 7, 8, 9% ahead of last year.
Mm-hmm.
One good week it was 9%. And he feels quite bullish. He said that there'll be a little waiting to see now as we get closer to the data phase, too. But he thinks the trend is continuing very strong. I checked with him today because they get usually the a preliminary on the weekly figures on Mondays. And he said that particularly encouraged by the auto sales, which he thought were coming very, very well. Also, we had last week for the first time some reports back from our people who have started these trips out into the road. They went to Columbus and Dallas last week. And their reports are just excellent. I'm getting a full memo on it, and I'll just send you in the highlights. But the attitude out in the country, at least in those two areas, very, very good. Very receptive to the briefings.
Good.
Very strong on what you're doing. Still very enthusiastic. You know, you kind of expect it after a month to wane a bit. But, the reports from these two, at least, and we'll see how the others go this week, but the reports from these two were very, very good. People still wanting to participate, wanting to cooperate, feeling encouraged and bullish.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see how that... What's the CPI out today?
No, the CPI comes out on Wednesday this week, Mr. President.
Yeah.
It'll be a confusing one because it covers the whole...
I know, it covers both segments, but nevertheless, it'll tell something.
Well, it should be, because it was low in July, and if we, with any luck, if
it may hold about where it is, that's all right.
Well, I would consider that...
very good.
I'd consider that great news if it holds there.
Sure.
But we are getting, good play still from all of our organized groups. See, information that they keep sending back into us. I think the attitudes out there are excellent towards the economic picture.
That's good. Well, just keep your spirit up.
We'll do it.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.